Good evening, I'm Bill Robbins in the Talk of Delmarva Newsroom. Delaware State Police arrest a 35-year-old woman on charges of drug dealing. Chelsea Fenimore of Seaford was found by the Governor's Task Force at the Dollar General. A little after 9:30 this morning, Sussex County Task Force detectives took her into custody for violating her probation. A search of her backpack revealed over 2 grams of crack cocaine, a little more than a gram of methamphetamine, and over $1,100 in money she suspected of making from dealing drugs. A 41-year-old Palatka man is in the Putnam County Jail after allegedly kidnapping a 5-year-old child. According to the child's mother, Jonathan Dumas was visiting the woman and her child late Wednesday night. The mother went inside to check on her other kids. When she came back out, Dumas and the 5-year-old were gone. Deputies discovered Dumas later. He tried getting away, but they managed to block his vehicle. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
A federal judge for the Western District of Washington State is not happy with the state of mental health services. Judge Marsha J. Peckman is frustrated with the state's efforts to make sure mentally ill people are not warehoused in jails while waiting for beds in state psychiatric hospitals. A previous settlement set the deadline of 7 to 14 days for these people to receive services. The state has had to pay over $100 million in fines.
The University of Florida honors the late rock icon Tom Petty by awarding him an honorary Doctor of Music Award at the commencement ceremony on Thursday. U of F President Ben Sass accepting the award for the singer who passed away at the age of 68 in 2017. Petty's family says they will donate $100,000 to establish the Tom Petty Endowment for Guitars and Innovation in the UF College of the Arts.
A group of young women entrepreneurs are building a business and making a mark in Hagerstown. They're clothing retailers with a new shop opened up in a vacant space in the public square. Lauren Gardenbell is the lady with a vision who first started selling handmade clothing and accessories out of a school bus, but through social media developed such a following that she was able to open up her own store. Gardenbell says that she loves Hagerstown and believes there is a lot of room for growth. She also says that she is committed to paying her seamstresses a fair wage. I'm Bill Robinson. This is Compass News.